Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
There's a line from an old song which goes, "If the Lord be willing and the creek don't rise." While it was neither an English major nor a theologian who wrote those lines, it brings a powerful question into focus. To what extent does God will that the creek doesn't rise? And there's a second. Why doesn't God stop it when the creek turns into a river that turns into a flood? That issue has been on my heart lately. I pondered this issue when Dick Johnson, a pastor and police chaplain, called asking if I had any insights which would help him handle a rather difficult funeral. A young man, 17 years of age and a star athlete, was killed when his motorcycle went out of control. The young man riding with him was thrown 75 feet and an arm was severed. Students were asking the question, often asked in the face of tragedy, why didn't God prevent this? Naturally, their hearts grieve. A young life with such great potential was snuffed out. Where is God in the times of need? The Bible says simply, the Lord is good. When trouble comes, He is the place to go, and He knows everyone who trusts in Him. We live in an imperfect, broken world, and there is always the tension between God's love and His honoring the natural laws of cause and effect, which really control the world. God is a refuge and a strength to His children. But this, of course, doesn't save us from ourselves and our own flaws and mistakes. There are times when very definitely God does will something. But imagine what kind of a world we would live in if every time I wanted to indulge in chocolate eclairs, I asked God to please take away the calories. Or when I'm running late for an appointment because I didn't set an alarm and get up early enough, I ask God to keep me from being late by opening lanes through traffic supernaturally. What would happen if students didn't bother to study, and God gave them a miracle by suddenly allowing them to recall every answer on the test they had not prepared for? Of course, no one would die, because we would ask God to heal a tired, broken body, and everybody would convert to Christianity, because nobody likes pain and suffering. Hey, what I've described is what heaven is about. And it's true, but in life, we face the consequences of living in a broken world. If the Lord be willing and the creek doesn't rise, goes the line in the song, when the creek does rise and you face tragedy, one of two things will happen. The circumstances will either drive you to God or drive you away from Him. When you turn to Him, you can find peace and strength, the kind that David knew as he talked of walking through the valley of the shadow of death. When you turn on God, you deprive yourself of the only real help there is. I've never quite been able to understand why God gets blamed for the consequences of living in a human broken world. Is it okay to tell God how you feel, how crushed you are, how much you wish something hadn't happened? Yes, absolutely. Read the book of Habakkuk in your Old Testament. You will be party to the dialogue of a man who questioned the way God was seemingly standing back, avoiding disaster. Then God gave him an answer, and He too will give you an answer in His own time.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.